Okay, well, welcome everybody. I'm here with my wonderful colleagues here at Layton. I think this is our first podcast for most of us, except for Mr. Alex Alenko. But we're all really excited. Not going to lie, a little bit nervous as well, but we're going to power through and have some fun today because that's how we like to do things here at Layton. So I thought I'd just first off start by introducing myself, telling you guys a little bit about who I am, and then I'm just going to be moderating and chatting with my colleagues and learning more about them. So for myself, my name is Bianca Rout. I'm the inside sales manager, one of two. Very happy to be working with a new inside sales manager on the team. His name is Fred. And my journey here at Layton has been one very similar to the company's growth. I was brought on as an inside sales rep back in February of 2020. I was very lucky to have the opportunity to interview with my manager, Charles Soule, who is here today. I still remember that first day in the office, a lot of nerves. Didn't really know what I was getting myself into, a sales role. I wasn't quite sure what that really meant. But I am really thankful that I got through the interview process, hopefully with flying colors. And I'm here today as the manager and managing a great team of some vibrant inside sales reps. They make my job really fun and honestly quite easy. So I'm very happy with where I am here today. And then the folks here that you see are Charles Soule, Amrit Sandhu and Alex Alenko. They're my wonderful colleagues, each specializing in, very unique areas within the company. And we're going to get to know them today. So I guess I'll start off by having you guys introduce yourselves, of course. Why don't you go ahead, Alex, and tell the listeners who you are and what you do here at Layton.
Yeah, thank you, Bianca. So Alex Alenko here. I've joined Layton Toronto pretty much when it started in April, May 2019. I joined as a business development manager. I still can't believe the amazing growth we had, and I'm so grateful for that. And now the journey is it's been amazing. It's been amazing, man. Now I'm the head of growth and partnerships. It's a role that is quite exciting. It's something that I already had done naturally. To me, it's working with the ecosystem. It's about growing into and with our ecosystem. And it's really exciting. And I want to share more, but I will leave the spot to other folks to talk, because otherwise I'm going to talk and talk and talk.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Alex. And then might as well have you introduce yourself, Charlie. And I would love to hear, and I think that it would be very interesting for this podcast to hear about your journey at Layton, because it is a very unique one.
Yes. Hey, Bianca. Nice to be sat here in this virtual space that is the podcast. Looking forward to sharing a bit about ourselves, the company, what we do. I'm Charles. As you can probably tell, I am I'm British. I joined Layton 6 years ago. Started as an inside sales rep out there. That was back in 2015. So I worked as an inside sales rep for coming up to about a year, and then moved on to the business development team. I was born in Chilliwack, BC, which is a place which other than being born in, I've never actually been back to. So that's definitely on the to-do list. I also did a stint in Canada. My old man was in the army, so I lived in Ottawa as well when I was around 8. So always had a connection with Canada, and that meant that when Layton announced or shared that they would be opening the office in Toronto, I wanted to be a part of that conversation, and ended up being offered the opportunity to grow the sales team in the new Toronto office, as it was then. So, came out around about, I was working remotely a bit, did a bit of back and forth where I met Alex actually for the first time on my first trip over. And then moved out full time in July. And we've grown from there. We're now a sales team of on the innovation side of around 35 across the across Canada. So that's well across to Toronto and Montreal at the moment. And yeah, I'm a huge big advocate for, I guess, what Leighton allows people to do with their careers. As Bianca and Alex and Amrit, you're all experiencing at the moment, we very much have a policy and a culture of kind of promoting from within, and which is there. And so, yeah, well, very, yeah, happy to be kind of a part of that. And it's, yeah, big part of my journey at Leighton.
Awesome. Yeah, that was exactly what I was looking for, Charlie. It's nice to hear that, you know, a couple of us have started off as telesales. And then Amrit, when did you join Leighton? Because was how long after Alex had joined did you come on board?
So, hi, everyone. So mine has been an interesting one. So I came to Canada from India in January 2020, which was late January 2020. And I was grateful and lucky to get an opportunity to give an interview at Leighton in February 2020. So I think on 12th of February, I got an offer and I started off my first job in Canada with Leighton, and I couldn't be more happier. So I joined as a sales tax consultant, and I work with Gary Hizel, and in the sales tax practice, wherein we find some money for our clients. Sometimes it's a lot of money for our clients, and they make them happy. Then throughout this journey, it has been an adventure working on different clients. In fact, going to different clients, it's like a traveling job. And then I also have been to Montreal for a few of my clients. And then recently, a week back, I got promoted to consulting manager. So my responsibilities have been added to wherein I'll be leading a team of few new joiners and some existing ones, doing the same work, of course, sales tax practice with some added responsibilities. But it is going to be very exciting, I'm sure. And by qualification, I'm a chartered accountant from India, which is equivalent to a CPA here in Canada. So, yeah, that's about me.
Awesome. I'm very jealous of those trips to Montreal. I still haven't gotten over there quite yet, but I think, you know, it's going to be coming soon. I'm hoping.
I can make awesome. You feel better about it by telling you that there was a curfew when I went there. So it was just a hop on trip from the hotel to the client place. So you did not miss on anything.
Did you meet any of our colleagues over there in Montreal?
Yes, I went to Leighton Montreal's office. I met Sakshi and I met Guillaume. I met Elise. I met Valentine. So it was a wonderful experience there. We had Indian food there in the office, and that was a memorable trip, I must say. And I got good money from that client as well.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, I mean, that's kind of what I'm missing out on. I do want to meet some of my, I mean, I've just been looking at colleagues' faces over the screen, and it, you know, when you do eventually end up meeting them in person, it's quite surreal. You don't really know what they look like from the waist down. It's kind of odd. But yeah, I'm very jealous, and congratulations. I know I sent you a message on Teams earlier today, but congratulations on the promotion. That's awesome.
Thanks a lot, Bianca. Thank you.
Yeah, we had a lot of reply alls in our thread there, but I was happy to see it because it was for you and your promotion. Awesome. So Alex, walk me through kind of the process of you kind of stepping into this new role here at Leighton. Why did you think that it was necessary? Why is growth and partnership so important to you? What are you bringing to the table? I'm curious.
Yeah, so it's interesting to know how I started when I started Leighton at the very beginning, you know, before I really get into that partnership side. Only because when I started, that was myself and two consultants and Charlie here, remote. And I remember we were, you know, at the beginning, it was about getting the name out there, getting in front of our prospects. And the first month, we were so happy just to get a meeting, you know, with our prospects. And, you know, that was a lot of effort, the team effort to get there. And you know, we find out we were starting to find out that we had a good value prop to the market. You know, the market was kind of stagnant, and everybody knew about the main tax credit, the SHRED program, But what they didn't really know what they were really entitled to in terms of service. And we were getting some traction. At some point when we started to, when we started to get clients, at some point we are going to work with the accountants, you know, when you follow the consulting process. And you get to know about the people you are, you know, who work also with your clients. And you find out that when you're a bit curious, I'm a bit curious, and you find out that they have needs, they have similar clients as yours. And actually what we are doing is quite works, fits well with what they're doing. And I thought, deep down, yeah, this is pretty incremental right now, but we have to grow with our ecosystem and within our ecosystem as well. And I think that was at some point important that we dedicate a focused effort on working more proactively with the ecosystem. And it naturally came to idea to pitch the idea to Charles here and to Guillaume, our MD. And it's like, yeah, let's do this, guys, because, you know, we are speaking to our clients directly, reaching out through inside sales, through your inside sales team. But also we have a lot of accountants or a lot of ecosystem partners who could see value in us joining forces. And that's how it started. And we already starting to see some great feedback, some great results from this proactive approach.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Charlie, I'm curious, what were your thoughts when Alex kind of brought this to your attention? This is what he wanted to do. This was his plan. Initial thoughts. I'm curious.
Well, yeah, it was always a good idea, I would say. I mean, Alex has forms very kind of deep personal relationships with his clients, and so they're often able to. They're often very opening to introducing their networks to Alex, and Alex is proves that very, very regularly. I guess the value that we're bringing to our clients as a, you know, an all-encompassing innovation funding partner is value that we can bring to accountants and, you know, other individuals with a network as well. We're often able to, you know, what we're doing and what the way that we're servicing the market is by being able to kind of match them with the different government programs that are available to them, as well as alongside delivering a top quality shred service. And that is something that, you know, accountants and other, individuals of influence within their particular industry can want to do as well. So, there's a definite need for it. Alex within our organization, Alex, absolutely the right person to be doing that for us.
Agreed. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Charlie. And I'm curious too, just about what the innovation landscape in Canada looks like right now. And where do you see Layton kind of growing and moving into in the future?
Yeah, well, it's vibrant. You see these, there's articles calling Toronto the next Silicon Valley. It is a booming innovation landscape in Canada. Canada has, you know, a reputation, and it's very much a reputation as an innovator. And I think particularly the Toronto startup scene is a big showcase of that. Alongside, and obviously the Shred program that we work so closely with is the oldest of its kind in the world. It's the oldest R&D tax credit. It matches really, really closely with the fact that Canada is very much at the forefront of innovation, and the innovation landscape in general is growing, and the government is readily there to support that. The most recent budget announcement was full of very, very positive snippets for the innovation space. What we're doing is allowing companies to access certain parts of those announcements. And yeah, so it's a very, very positive, there's a very, very positive outlook for the innovation landscape in Canada, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the things I wanted to add, for instance, to illustrate that, I remember, you know, when that was BC, you know, before COVID, when...
I haven't heard that.
You know, I met this startup. There were two quite innovative solutions. And I love to tell that story because there were two. I like the energy of the two guys. I saw on LinkedIn what they were doing. I said, I love your tech. Let's meet at the Aroma next to your office after work. I meet them there with one senior consultant. We clicked immediately. Nothing like, not a big company, but, and they were about to claim, you know, they still had like 6 months plus to claim. And you know, they decided to entrust us because they liked how we are able to understand their tech, how we're related to, how we are personable. But long story short, they raise the year after the year, and they raise. And now they started from two, and now they are more than 25 in the team. And this illustrates what happened. Like, you know, suddenly they got like contracts from the U.S. coming in, from the U.S. government. I'm not naming them, but this is the type of story I'm seeing more and more. And obviously they are leveraging every program that the Canadian provincial and federal government is offering. And obviously we are there to help them out on the process.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, with all of the programs that are out there right now, it's very important to have somebody that has their finger on the pulse that's going to, you know, let you know when these, you know, grants open up and things of that sort. Sorry, I can hear someone walking around in the background there. But yeah, it is really important. And speaking of success stories, I'm curious to hear kind of if first success story that comes to mind with Layton, what are you guys thinking? Maybe I'll start with you, Amrit. What comes to mind when you think of a great success story, obviously without naming names, and why?
Yeah. So that has to be the first for me as well. That was the first client that I worked on when I joined Layton. And this particular client was signed, and it was told to us, as in the team of sales tax, that they are into an industry which is exempt from tax, and we will not be finding anything, and there won't be any tax recoveries for them. However, me and Gary, we did some analysis before going to the meeting. Of course, we had this in our mind that maybe we are not going ahead with the review of this particular client because they're into an exempt industry. However, we did a research for around 2 or 3 days, including jurisprudences, different articles online, et cetera, and that's where we found that, no, there is still hope here, and we should definitely go and meet the client and tell them our thoughts. We went to the client one fine day, and the client was, of course, very much prepared that, you know what, you are here, we are happy to welcome you, but we are telling you that we are doing everything correctly and you're not going to find anything because of so-and-so reasons, obvious reasons. However, we tried to put our points, and we also had a few questions which we had already done our homework on, and we went and asked those questions, got some materials from them, and voila, we actually realized and we decided that we are going ahead with this review because we are going to find money. This was just the beginning, and you will be surprised, but that is the sales tax recovery's largest recovery till date after I have joined Layton, which is 15 months back, which is around more than $1 million. And the client was happy. The client was not expecting that this is going to happen. And even we know that the client had an auditor and had a tax consultant from one of the big companies out there in Ontario. And they were surprised. They were amazed. They were wondering why didn't that particular tax consultant help them with this. But this was us who worked on that client, and we found very big recoveries for them, which they did not expect. So this is my first success story here in Layton after I joined. And I think by far in the sales tax practice, This is actually a success story which is worth telling our clients as well, and even our peers and other colleagues like you who are not into sales tax practice per se. But this is something which is worth noting, that one should not give up. Second, there is always something that the client could have missed, and that's why we are there to do the thorough research, and we did it for them.
Amra, I have a question. I think it would be interesting to talk a little bit about what it is you do. You've just described one of the, like a big win, but there's so much of the work that you guys do that is spent fairly tirelessly, reviewing data, sense checking, looking online, doing your research. Like, there's so many ins and outs covering large data sets. Can you tell us a little bit about any stories of the more difficult side of the job? I know it wasn't, and maybe it was one of your colleagues was put to look through a bunch of invoices outside in a shed in February.
Oh, yes, you remember that. Yes, that is, I must tell you about that. So my colleague, he went to a client's place, and it was a client which was into a food industry, and he was very excited. He thought, okay, he's going to go there, he's going to get some nice stuff, etc., goodies. And then one fine day, he sends us a picture, and this was in February, like Charlie said, and it was chilly at that point in time. And he sends us pictures. There's like a shed in the backyard of the office. It's complete tin, iron, whatnot that you can imagine. It was like a garage, I'll be very honest. It was like a garage where you dismantle all the big cars, etc., where you just throw big hammers and you try to break them. That's where he was. And the client had told them that there are tin boxes in that particular shed. Just go inside, get them, and then those are the invoices that you're going to get. So I remember the colleague, he just told us one day in the morning, and after that text, we all were sending him sympathy messages. And I personally just told him that, you know what, you have won goodies and brownie points today, because people are thinking that, oh my God, this person is working so hard, and rightly so. He spent some 3 or 4 days just to get those invoices from that tin boxes. And the good part and the upside about that was he got free burgers after that. So he was happy. but Charlie rightly pointed out that was a difficult one, definitely a difficult one. There have been instances wherein the client, in fact, it has happened with me, I think in March, I went to this client, and this client told me that due to COVID, I can't let you in. Again, it's a food industry based client. I told him after a lot of to and fro, I told him that please let me in for a day. I'll make the best of my time, and I'll ensure that I don't come back again into your office. That was basically a warehouse where they had kept all the food items, and of course they did not want to take risk because of COVID. I come in, and even if I touch one particular product of theirs, it gets contaminated due to COVID, etc. So this was one big warehouse. And then there was around, I think, 200 odd big carton boxes in which the invoices were kept. The only help that he could give me was he could ask one of his fellow member to come with that big crane, get all those boxes from top of the shelf, which was around 15 feet or 20 feet of height. They got it down and they said, okay, this is what you have now. Today you have the day, entire day, 8 to 10 hours. And then try to take out as many invoices as much which you can, actually. And that entire day, I did not sit, I remember, because there was no place to sit in that warehouse, okay? And I started taking out invoices, taking pictures, putting them back in, because we have to keep it in the proper stack. We can't just make a mess there. And at 4:30, he comes and he's like, I have to leave in 10 minutes. Can you just pack up and just go? And I was like, I still need a 1 hour or 2 hours. But he said, you know what? What I can do is just give me a list after you go, and then I'll try to give those invoices. I still tried to pick up all the big ones because I had gone before with the analysis done. I had my homework done before that. But I remember after when I sent him the list of invoices that are pending, he told me, you know what, these are again kept in the warehouses. I don't think anyone is going to get any more invoices from the 20 feet height. So just ignore those. So these kind of instances, if you get good money, you are happy. But the good part was that the client was very much happy with the effort that we were putting in. He really acknowledged and appreciated that you came all the way and you did all the hard work with those boxes and kept them back in the same places. I did not sit that day. I did not eat that day because he had given me a limited time of, you know, 8 to 10 hours, and this is what you can do, and 200 carton boxes. So yes, there have been difficult times, and there have been good times at the same time. There have been very good clients, you know, they give us a proper room to sit in. They are very patient with us. They'll ensure that we get whatever we need. So it's like a mixed bag. It's like I said, it's like an adventure, like a roller coaster for us. We are always keeping our fingers crossed when we go to a client's place, that what are we going to see here and what are we going to get here. So that's how it is.
Yeah, it's fair to say that not all heroes wear capes, right?
Thank you, Alex.
I was going to say, I think one of the unofficial mottos of the sales tax team is we always find the money. And it's true and it's clear with these examples, like going through these boxes in these crazy circumstances, like that's insane. But it kind of shows what Leighton will do to help our clients out and find the money.
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. That's what we're here for, and that's what we do. We try to get the best that we can do for our clients, because it goes a long way. The client is happy at times, even if we don't get much money, but the client really appreciates the kind of efforts that we have put in. It could be a month, it could be 2 months, it could be three rigorous weeks. But there are good clients who actually appreciate, and then there are clients, you know, they'll be like, okay, you didn't find anything, okay, tata, bye-bye. So that also happens. But it's part of the drill. We are very much mentally prepared about all kinds of clients that we can come across any day.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, I'm curious about your success story. You know, what was, you know, a memorable moment for you in terms of closing business with Leighton? Hopefully it's a story from the Toronto office.
Yeah, I would say for myself, the biggest success is being just the growth of the team, really. The fact that our sustainable business model, and we've been able to, you know, use our successes to further grow, I would say is our biggest success. Obviously, from being from other parts of the Leighton group, being from another part of the Leighton group, we wanted to, we set ourselves the goal of, you know, onboarding the, working with the most amount of new clients in our first year, as a new Leighton office. So we hit that, and that was an incredibly, you know, proud moment at the time, to have been a part of that. But yeah, I think the success that I'm most pleased with is really the team that we have, actually. And because we've onboarded a lot of new people in a short space of time. And it hasn't been not easy at all, especially working remotely, to try and, sustain, I guess, you know, a homogenous culture across everyone and across all of the individuals. But yeah, the successes that we've had, you know, with each new client that we deliver on, you know, I would say, yeah, the collective success and the fact that we have a sustainable and standalone business now, would be my main success story.
Yeah, that's I was wondering if you were going to touch on a client story or the success of the office. And I agree. It's crazy. When I had joined back in, I guess, Amrit, you and I must have started just around the same time. You must have been hired about a week before I was. And we could fit yes. everybody inside our little office. And now
yes.
there's absolutely no way that we would all fit inside that office. It's just incredible.
In fact, whenever there is a team call, earlier it was me, Guillaume and Gary, just three thumbnails on one Microsoft Teams. Slowly and eventually we could see 8 thumbnails, 9, 12. We have actually expanded, and like Charlie rightly said, it's not just the growth of a particular person, it's a growth of Leighton altogether, Toronto altogether, professionally, personally. Of course, because of COVID, we could not meet people, but then we were fortunate enough, we met for a lunch, our team, and many people actually met each other for the first time. And it was wonderful. It was a wonderful day we spent, I think that was back in August, and Charlie was also there. So it has been good, but yeah, I mean, we could wish that there could be more of, you know, impromptu evenings or, you know, lunches mm-hmm. that we all could have, of course, once things get back to normal.
Yeah, and I think it's so incredible how, Charlie, you've kind of, you know, you've developed this culture within Layton, and it's all been virtual for the most part. Like, most of us haven't even met in person, right? So yeah. The fact that we're all, it, you know, everybody's so present, cameras on, engaged in meetings, asking questions. You would never think, what, you know, when I first got sent home and I'm like looking at my laptop, like, oh God, what have I gotten myself into? Like, you had no idea that it was going to be so seamless and flawless. And I don't know, it just seems like everybody's really happy, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, we hope so, but I guess the whole virtual working thing is a challenge that, you know, we're not unique in that we've had to kind of adapt to it. But yeah, I think it's just, you know, if we look to onboard people with the same mindset and the same mm-hmm. core value, then things, you know, tend to work out and people tend to enjoy the work that they're doing. How have you guys found it, Amrit? How did you find it with how the sales tax team adapted to the kind of to remote working? Because as it's a slightly newer team, so many of you really haven't met in person whatsoever.
Yes. So I think recently, due to some big clients, what Gary and Guillaume suggested was that on one particular client, one or more consultants can work. So when I went to Montreal, I worked with Manan, who is a new joinee, and I have never met him. But I worked with him when we went to Montreal and also one client in Ottawa. So we are just trying to find reasons and, you know, excuses. And sometimes it's fall in place that we all tend to work together at times when we go to a client, because be COVID, no COVID, if the client is allowing us, we are going to client places, we are traveling. So when I went to Montreal, I get to meet Caroline, which is, again, I hadn't met her. I hadn't met, in fact, even today, I haven't met Samar. And she is also, I think she joined last year, but we haven't met each other. But we always have our weekly meetings. So we have more of a virtual connect. And that's the common thread we all have. But apart from the meeting part, I think the ones in Ontario, we meet once, I think, whenever we have a common client to work on. In fact, I met Gary after 6 or 8 months in Ottawa during all this COVID thing. So we are trying to adapt. We are enjoying it because we are getting our work done, and because of virtual and remote working, we are able to work on more than one or two clients at the same time because we are at home. When we are at a client place, we only have to focus on one particular client and we can't do much other work. So it has been, I think it has been in our favor that we could work from home, and we are adapted enough to go to other places like Montreal, Ottawa, Ontario, different places and do our work. So I would feel that the new team as well is getting accustomed to this kind of work environment, and still we are kind of connected to each other. We keep on asking each other questions over a common work group. So it's going on well. However, we are looking forward to, you know, when these relaxations are in place, we are definitely going to have a proper team reunion, so to say.
I think we're all waiting for something like that with our teams.
Absolutely.
And then Alex, you have a unique situation while working from home. You've got a little one there with you. How's that been during this whole transitionary period, COVID?
Yeah, listen, you know, before COVID, we are on the road often. When we come home after meeting clients on site, it's pretty much 6-7 p.m. And typically, before my son was born, I would be arriving after bedtime, pretty much. And what kind of gave me that, like, you know, see things from a positive perspective and power through it is, you know what? Yeah, it's a tough spot. Not everybody is blessed to keep their job in this situation. And on top of that, I'm keeping my job, getting things done, and I get to see my son and put him to bed. And that, you know, that is priceless, right? So I love every single day out of it, and, you know, not missing out on work and not missing out on being a dad. a young dad, like, you know, your young father, that's an amazing blessing on both sides, both ends of the floor.
Absolutely. And I love when he runs into the background when we're on a chat and he's, you know, playing around with your keyboard and stuff. It brightens everybody's day. So we are kind of coming to the end of this, and I'm quite surprised at how quickly time has flown. But I have kind of two questions I want to ask everybody before we wrap things up. First, I kind of want to know, why has everyone been so committed to staying with Leighton for, you know, Charlie, you've been here for so long. Amrit, you know, you and I have been here for over a year, and Alex over two. Like, what's making us all, you know, stick around and be committed and watching and being part of this growth? I'm curious. Maybe I'll start with you, Alex.
So when I started at Leighton, again, we were just opening, or we opened our office, and I think I had a great conversation with Charlie and Guillaume. You know, to me, it was important that I join a leadership team that, you know, that had who has a vision. The vision was to change the landscape. The vision was to bring something new into the market and, like, offer something that people actually deserve, right? And not everybody know. And I like that. And, you know, you come with a vision and you see things happening, right? You know, first month, we met 45 people. Like, the first 5 weeks of the job, I met 45 companies. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And, like, the traction we had, then we had, like, amazing talent joining in. Some of them became managers, like, right after. So it's like this excitement. And then we had new products offering, like, you know, sales tax opening. So why would you want to leave that? You know, why would you want to leave that, right? So I remember I was saying, you know what, we are in a championship caliber team. That's a little French translation because I'm French, but that's what I believe in. I like to win. Like, you know, I'm quite competitive. I like to win, and I don't want to leave a winning team.
I love it. What's the phrase in French? Just quickly.
C'est une équipe, c'est du calibre de champion.
Perfect. I love it. And Charlie, why have you stuck around for so long with Leighton?
That's a good. I guess the thing I really like about Leighton is that, well, firstly, that if you consider where we were 2 years ago, we're a different company. It's a completely different environment. It's a completely different, you know, we were, you know, three people, and now we're 50 people. So it feels like we're almost working for a different organization in terms of the size and how you interact with your colleagues, like how close you are with your colleagues. So there's so much change, and I guess the change is what kind of keeps it exciting. And that was the same even in the UK. I joined the UK when it was a 70 staff business, and when I left, it was kind of 250. So the change was exciting, and I think as well what keeps everyone kind of interested and motivated is the successes that you're having, and when we're adding obviously new products as well, but the kind of a culture of success. It is something that you want to be a part of, and it seems like you know, we have a sustainable model, and we're going to continue to grow, and who knows where we'll be in the next 2 years' time. But if you look at where we were 2 years ago, that can give you a pretty good idea. On a similar note, it's the people and the friends that you make along the way. Both obviously in the UK and here in Canada, that makes it, that's very, very tough place to walk away from.
Agreed. And then Amrit, I'm curious.
Okay, so mine could sound repetitive because I completely concur with what Charlie and Alex said, but I'll try to broadly classify the three reasons that I'm here, still here. The first one is the team. I truly believe, even after having 8 years of consulting experience back from India, I believe that having a good team is very, very, very important. So I've been fortunate to have been working with Gary, who has given us a lot of independence and the platform to learn and to excel in this particular field. The second would be the culture, because of the vast diversity of people that we have. We get along very well with each other. It is always there something new to learn from each other. And that's something that I really love about this. And the third is Leighton is ambitious. So like Alex just rightly said, the vision. So in addition to that, they're very, very ambitious. They're trying new things. They're trying to make a mark in the market very, very soon. We can see with the growth of the number of hires that we are having, in the number of revenue, the number of clients that we are signing. So they're pretty ambitious and adaptive to change. So like Alex said, why to leave such a company? So it's truly a very, very nice place to work at.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And then
Pardon?
I said, how about you, Bianca? But yeah, go for it.
Oh, jeez. I could go on and on. I'm like a broken record. No, I'm just very fortunate that I get to work for a company. I love what we do. I love that we help Canadian businesses, like first and foremost. My dad's a business owner, and I've just grown up in this kind of space where I know that it's a grind, and the fact that we can help them with funding, it's like that's a cherry on top. I think that everybody could use some funding. And if the government's going to help, these companies out with accessing that funding and we can be that kind of middleman, I love it. I love Leighton's mission. That's number one. And then secondly, to basically everybody said this, but the culture is so awesome. Like I know Amrit, you and I don't really cross paths very often because I'm inside sales and you're sales tax manager now. But like the fact that, I see you've gotten your promotion and I just feel like so happy for you. And, we can still catch up. And I know that we haven't talked in quite some time, but that I can send you messages. Like that's the kind of culture that we have here. And I love learning from Charlie. I know you're very brilliant. And you've paired me now with Fred, who's also wicked smart. Everyone else on the team is also just so intelligent. So the fact that I get to kind of be immersed in this world is, I just feel very thankful. So that's what I really love about Leighton, and I'm excited to see the growth as well. So this kind of brings me to my last and final question before we finish off here. So as you all know, our financial year is coming to a close and we've got XO24 on the horizon. So I'm kind of curious, what is everybody looking forward to for next year? We'll start with you, Amrit, and we'll go back around and finish it off. What are you looking forward to?
Lots of new clients, good clients, lots of new recovery for the clients. And then of course, new hires, because now with the new role, I am looking forward to having those hires and working with them. And of course, new products, because that would, enable us to, talk much more about it with our clients, over podcasts, over webinars. So I'm very sure that this is going to be a very, very amazing XO24 for all of us.
Awesome. What about you, Charlie? What are you looking forward to?
Personally, I think the thing I'm most looking forward to is getting back into the office.
Yeah, I can sense that from you.
Yeah, and seeing people face-to-face, being able to have like more casual conversations with people. When you're working virtually, you speak to someone because you reach out to them on Teams because you typically you have something to say, and it's usually work related. Whereas if you're sat next to someone or you're walking past someone in the office, you'll talk about different things. And I just think repeatedly doing that at certain periods out of the day will do wonders for I guess the culture that we have, and really bringing people together and getting everyone together with the same collective mission, where we're sharing the same room, is going to make a huge difference. So without a doubt, getting back into the office is what I'm most looking forward to.
Awesome. Yeah, me too. And then Alex, what are you looking forward to?
same thing as Charlie said. You know, those, I remember when we started Charlie, you know, when we were waiting and like after work for some of the contracts to review, and with like, you know, more like in a laid back situation, I miss those moments, or, you know, lunch situations when we hang out, or sometimes we go grab a beer after, you know, that's, those are the things that we can't really do now. So that, yeah, I look forward to that. Obviously, I look forward to connect with more partners in the ecosystem, mm-hmm. from the accountants, VCs, fractional CEO, etc. And last but not least, like, you know, Christmas party, that'd be great, you know. Christmas party, and why not a company retreat, you know, that's something we, like something that was before COVID, that'd be also great. I look forward to, you know, something where we can all gather and, you know, celebrate some of the victories that we are just celebrating virtually, but that's important sometimes to stop and take the time to come together.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I think we're in for a very exciting XO24. I am not going to lie. I am very excited personally. I want to grow the inside sales team. I want to witness their growth. And I wish I could like see into a, what is it, the crystal ball, and see into the future of what this is going to look like in 365 days from now. It's going to be awesome, I'm very sure. But thank you. Thank you all so much. And thank you, Alex, for setting this up. I was quite nervous at the beginning, but now I'm feeling very confident. Might go buy myself a podcast mic and start doing this more often. Just kidding. I've got work to do. But yeah, thank you guys so much. This was fun. I think we should definitely do this again.
Yes. And Bianca, you were amazing. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks, Amrit. All right.
Agents of Change, a Latent podcast, does not constitute a recommendation for any organization, product, or service. It's produced and recorded by Blumex.